Lockout and anti-short cycle timers and why they exist. Why control boards delay compressor restarts anti-short cycles slash minimum off time. Why furnaces and boards lock out after failed ignition or safety trips. The difference between soft auto retry and hard manual reset lockouts. Typical timer values, and how to tell a protective delay from an actual fault. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what it is. Two of the most misunderstood: the system won't start complaints aren't faults at all, they're the controls doing their job. Anti-short cycle timers deliberately delay a compressor restart so it can't slam back on too soon. Lockouts stop the equipment after it detects a problem, failed ignition, a tripped safety, too many retries, and refuse to keep trying until conditions are safe or someone resets it. Both exist to protect expensive equipment and, in the case of ignition lockouts, to prevent unsafe conditions like dumping raw gas. Knowing the normal timer values and lockout behavior keeps you from diagnosing a board that's simply waiting on purpose. How it works. Anti-short cycle slash minimum off time compressors. When a compressor shuts off, refrigerant pressures high side vs low side are still unequal. If the compressor tries to restart against that unequalized pressure, it starts under heavy load, high starting current, lots of stress, and on a single phase scroll, possible damage. So the control enforces a minimum off time, commonly a few minutes after every shutdown, before it will allow a restart, giving the pressures time to equalize. This is why a thermostat call can sit there for a couple minutes with nothing happening after the unit just cycled off. That's the off delay, not a no cool. You'll find this timer in several places, built into the equipment control board. In the thermostat, many stats have a minimum cycle off time slash compressor protection setting, or in a discrete time delay relay slash anti-short cycle module added in the Y circuit. Some also include a minimum on time, so a satisfied then recalling cycle can't chatter the compressor. Lockouts, ignition, and safety. A furnace or board runs a sequence and watches for proof at each step. Does it prove flame? Does the pressure switch close? Does the limit stay closed? If something fails, it doesn't just keep cranking, it locks out. Two flavors. Soft lockout auto retry. The board pauses, then retries on its own after a delay. For example, failed ignition to wait to try again. Up to a set number of attempts, often three. If it succeeds, great. If it burns through all retries, it escalates to a hard lockout. Soft lockouts give a marginal condition a slow light burner on a cold morning a few chances before giving up. Many auto reset after a long timeout, commonly about an hour, to try the whole sequence again. Hard lockout manual reset. The board has decided it's not safe slash able to run and stops until a human intervenes. Cycle power at the disconnect, or cycle the thermostat slash reset switch. Used after exhausting retries or on a serious safety trip. It won't auto retry, on purpose, because something needs a tech's eyes. The whole point of lockout: a furnace that failed to ignite must not keep firing the gas valve open over and over into a box that isn't lighting. Lockout caps the attempts and shuts the gas off. In the field, before you call it a no start, wait out the anti-short cycle delay. If the unit just ran and shut off, the Y call may be present while the board slash stat holds the compressor off for its minimum off time. Watch for a few minutes or check the board status light slash timer before chasing a fault. Many a bad contactor has just been a timer counting down. Read the board's diagnostic light slash code. On furnaces, the flash code tells you why it locked out: failed ignition, flame fault, pressure switch, limit, flame rollout. Get the code before you reset it. The reset wipes the immediate evidence. Know how to reset a hard lockout, and that resetting isn't fixing cycle power or the thermostat to clear it, but if it locks right back out, find the root cause: no ignition, no flame proof, a tripped limit. Repeatedly resetting a hard lockout without fixing the cause is dangerous on a gas appliance. Don't bypass or shorten anti-short cycle protection to get it running. Defeating the off delay to make a compressor start immediately invites a start against unequalized pressure, exactly the damage the timer prevents. If a timer is the holdup, wait it out. Check thermostat compressor protection settings after a stat swap. A new stat may have a default minimum off time that differs from what the customer's used to, or that's too short slash long. Set it appropriately, especially on a heat pump. **** Track why it's short cycling if a timer keeps firing. **** Anti-short cycle protection masks the symptom. If the unit is trying to short cycle low charge, dirty coil, oversized equipment, control hunting, a tripping safety, find and fix the underlying cause rather than relying on the timer to babysit it. Normal values and targets. Anti-short cycle minimum off time, commonly around 3 to 5 minutes after a compressor shutdown before a restart is allowed. enough for high/low pressures to equalize. Minimum on time. Some controls also enforce a short minimum runoff and a couple minutes to prevent rapid on-off chatter. Ignition retry soft lockout. Frequently 3 attempts before escalating to a hard/longer lockout. Soft lockout auto-reset timeout. Many boards retry the whole sequence after roughly 1 hour of lockout. Hard lockout reset. Manual. Cycle power at the disconnect or cycle the thermostat/press the reset. It will not auto-clear. Healthy cycle rate. A properly sized, correctly charged system should run a reasonable number of cycles per hour, not a flurry of short ones. Chronic short cycling that keeps hitting the anti-cycle timer points to a real problem upstream. Common faults and what they mean. Compressor won't start for a few minutes after cycling off. Normal anti-short cycle delay. Wait it out. Only suspect a fault if it never starts after the delay expires. Furnace flashes a code and won't fire hard lockout. It exhausted ignition retries or trip to safety. Read the flash code ignition fault. Flame sense. Pressure switch. Limit. Rollout and fix the cause. Don't just reset. Furnace tries. Fails. Waits. Tries again. Eventually quits. Soft lockout retry sequence ending in hard lockout. A marginal ignition/flame proving issue weak igniter. Dirty flame sensor. Gas/pressure problem. Cracked/blocked flue affecting the pressure switch. Heat pump or AC short cycling and constantly hitting the off delay. The timer is masking a real problem. Low charge. Dirty condenser. Restricted airflow. Oversized equipment. A hunting control. Or a safety repeatedly tripping. Find the upstream cause. Customer says it cuts off then waits and won't come right back. Describe the anti-short cycle behavior. It's protection, not a defect, unless the wait never ends. Locks out again immediately after every reset. The root fault is still present, no ignition, no flame, tripped limit. Reset clears the latch. It doesn't repair anything. Tech tips and gotchas. A waiting compressor is usually a working compressor. The anti-short cycle off delay is the most common no start that isn't a fault. Confirm the timer isn't simply counting down before you condemn a contactor, capacitor, or board. Soft BS hard lockout tells you intent. Soft equals give a marginal condition a few tries. Hard equals stop until a human checks this. If it's going soft to hard repeatedly, something is genuinely marginal. Chase it. Don't just keep resetting. Chronic short cycling needs a real diagnosis. The anti-cycle timer hides the symptom. It doesn't cure low charge, dirty coils, oversizing, or a tripping safety. If the timer keeps engaging, look upstream rather than trusting it to babysit the unit forever. Safety/code notes. Ignition lockouts limit the number of trial for ignition attempts and shut the gas valve to prevent repeated unignited gas delivery. This trial for ignition and lockout behavior is a required safety function of the ignition control and must not be bypassed. Hard manual reset lockouts and reset required safeties rollout switches. Certain limits are designed to require human intervention. If feeding or repeatedly resetting them without correcting the cause can create a fire or CO hazard, contrary to the appliance's listed safety requirements. Anti-short cycle timing protects the compressor and the electrical system from repeated high inrush starts. The equipment's required overcurrent and compressor protection provisions remain in effect regardless of any added time delay device.